This is Primetime Sports, WGNS Murfreesboro, on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, streaming worldwide on WGNSSports.com, and always at the game. It's Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees. Get an in-depth look at what's going on in local sports and a look ahead at the week to come. Let's get it started by joining the Primetime Sports team for the show here on News Radio WGNS.
All right, good evening on this Thursday, December 7th, the last primetime sports show of the season. Our show runs from right before high school season starts all the way through the end of the high school season, and that did happen this past Saturday. So we're going to talk about, obviously, the end of the high school season, what we saw, what was surprised, what was kind of out of the ordinary. Do we see anything possibly for next year? Clark Blair in the house. Rod Edwards in the house. Jackson is on the board. So we're going to talk to them. Obviously, big MTSU news we want to talk about. And then we'll do the normal rundown from the Titans and the Preds through the Vols and a little basketball tonight, since basketball is the main focus right now. Each and every week, we want to thank, of course, Ideas Tees as being our sponsor. They're the place in Rutherford County for school spirit wear, screen printing, embroidery, specialty items, and more. Plus, buy all of your officially licensed MTSU Blue Raider merchandise from Raider Tees. For Raider Tees, polos, hats, and more, visit their showroom at 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad Street between Chewy's and Chili's. Ida's Tees can put your logo on just about anything coming up for this Christmas. Stop in and see how they can help you promote your favorite team, workplace, or organization. And you can find out more online by visiting their website at idistees.com.
Since 1966, Vans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Vans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. This on Amana, Bryant, or American Standard Heating and Air products. Vans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Vans will be there with trained technicians. Vans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Vans Heating and Air a call today, 615-893-7930. 615-893-7930. Good luck to all of our schools and student athletes from Vans Heating and Air.
Hello, this is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply. We'd like to welcome you to our door.
Whether you have a quarter acre or several, Las Casas Feed Supply has premium feeds and dog foods you can't find in box stores.
Nutrition is our specialty here at Las Casas Feed.
Plus, every Saturday morning, they have a local producer-only farmer's market with fresh vegetables, beef, pork, and more.
Customer service and expertise that exceeds your expectations.
Family-owned and operated by Coy and Jennifer Young, Las Casas Feed Supply on Barlow Lane, just off Highway 96 East in Las Casas.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service. We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We've been serving Rutherford County since 1988.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
We're just off Memorial Boulevard at 142 Heritage Park Drive.
Dr. Automotive is the cure for your car. Brothers Danny and Randy Brewer have been providing Rutherford County with ASE certified auto repair for nearly 20 years. You'll receive courteous and friendly customer service every time. Why? Because we grew up here and you are our neighbors. Foreign and domestic auto repair and maintenance on Hazelwood Drive in Smyrna, just off I-24. SmyrnaAutoRepair.com, 615-220-0971. Just ask for Danny.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Getting the kids to practice on time, remembering if it's your day to bring snacks, making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Rayburn Insurance in Smyrna.
Come see me, Rick Hall, at Rayburn Insurance in downtown Smyrna today.
Online at rayburn.net.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're going to take this first segment. We're going to wrap up high school football for the year. We did not put the bow on that we wanted to put on. Now, last Thursday night, I got to talk to the boys in the car flying home after a great win by Middle Tennessee Christian. Saturday night, the boys were back down in Chattanooga in the rain. And I mean, it didn't look like online it was raining, but Rod, it was raining.
Yeah, it was raining hard. It was raining steady. The thing is, you don't notice it because it's the artificial turf. You know, if you had mud and all that stuff flying around, you know, you'd really notice it. But yeah, it was cold. It's, you know, the players had to tighten up a little bit and all. So it wasn't the best environment. Very, very difficult to catch the ball. I think Oakland had 14 yards. They had 26 yards. And their quarterback had 2,400 yards for the year. So, I mean, it really stopped the passing game.
It totally changed the game, I think, don't you?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I noticed that third quarter, it was just two series. In fact, they didn't finish up. They scored in the fourth quarter. So, Oakland took down the field, a slow drive, and then scored their got the field goal, lost it because of a penalty, just a legal procedure, and that first and 15 really hurt them, so they made the field goal, but they needed a touchdown at that point.
They did. You know, Oakland obviously, you know, came up short. They ran into sometimes you just run into a team that it's like, it seems like they were meant to win, and Houston went on a playoff run. Of course, they had rolled off, you know, 10 straight victories along the way, but they played some really good teams and played some really good football. And you were really impressed, of course, with their size and their running back.
Right. The size, especially the front line, both offense and defense, they controlled the line of scrimmage. And basically, you'll say, when two good teams play, whoever can control the line of scrimmage is going to win the game. And that's basically what happened. Couldn't really stop their running back. I mean, he just constantly would break tackles or he'd make a quick move. He's very quick. Actually, Coach Greasy said this is the biggest and toughest, fastest line defense we've faced. It was. And he said this was the best running back they've seen all year. He was. I mean, just what he said pregame is what they had. The one thing they didn't get to use was their passing game because they have over 2,400 yards passing. Quarterback's about 6'4", junior, left-handed. He's also a baseball player, throws 90 miles an hour. Probably will be going. He's probably more likely to go like SEC baseball than he is to play football.
Well, I noticed in the game, I watched it at home in the nice confines of my couch, not in the rain, unlike some friends of mine that went. They kept giving that ball to that running back, but that quarterback, it seemed like when they needed a first down, they had to have it.
Mm-hmm.
He kept it.
Yeah, good athlete.
And I mean, had good size. Mm-hmm. We talk about Oakland's speed all the time and how good that is defensively. But the only thing that can slow you down again is, one, size, and they had it. And then, of course, we talked about it already, two, the weather. I mean,
yeah.
Even on turf, as good as turf holds up with the rain, it makes, obviously, the ball slick. It makes the steps that you take, you get to where you start thinking,
mm-hmm.
and you can't do that defensively.
Right. And the thing is, it was going to be long drives, and you can't have penalties. Oakland had too many penalties. The third quarter was the key, I think. And of course, Oakland took the ball, and they moved it steadily down the field. And when they got close, they had a penalty, brought it back five more yards, first and 15. They had one thrown for loss. They had to kick the field goal. They had the ball, came down, slowly coming down. So I think they were hurt the worst because they have a good passing game, and it was not effective at all. And but they slowly moved down on a fourth down. They, you know, they, like you said, gave it to the quarterback, and it was like fourth and four, and he got the first down. That was a biggie, and a couple penalties there late got them really close, and they went in and scored the touchdown. But still, you know, you had a feeling that Houston controlled the game. But I was looking at tape today, and it was 5 minutes to go. It was still a one-score game. It wasn't until after the fumble, we lost the next series, and we were moving the ball, and then guy made a tackle in his helmet. I saw it today, which you couldn't see because it was out of our view. His helmet went right on the ball.
Right on it, yep.
I remember. Popped it out. Popped it right out, and then they recovered, went down, and scored that time, I think it was, and that was about it.
That was about it. I don't remember exactly. Do you remember how many turnovers that Oakland actually had in the ball game? I know you got some stats sitting in front of you.
Yeah, let me see if we got it. They have the turnovers listed in here.
I kept waiting for, while you're looking for that, I kept waiting for Morris to break one, and correct me if I'm wrong, the longest run was the little, what we thought was a little tush push with Creasy when he just escaped and ran 40 yards.
Yeah, and they said like he squeezed real hard on top and he popped out the front end.
And that was, you know, you don't expect, you know, your,
right.
your longest game.
I mean, it was one fumble lost and then by Oakland.
It just felt like, like I said, felt like more turnovers than that to me, looking back at the game. But like I said, if it wasn't a turnover, it was a penalty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ball control, you know.
Like you mentioned, Oakland could not pass. It had very little success at all, passing-wise. Now, the big play, if it had hit, it was when Morris ran up, stopped, threw the pass, I think it was to Bullard, and he was open, but it was just overshot.
Right.
And that pretty much, there was your big chance because they really could not get a big play on that defense.
Right. Well, I know they were denied getting their eighth championship, but of course, you know, Oakland's Oakland. They've got a lot of players coming back. You know, hopefully the Creasy young man will be back. I know he got hurt late in the game. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he'll be back. Of course, Morris will be back. So, you know. Nobody's going to feel sorry for Oakland because they know, like I said, they're going to be right back in it next year. And, again, that's just fuel for Coach Creasy's fire.
Well, I wouldn't be shocked to see same two teams in the final because their quarterback's back. They have several. The running back is a senior, but they, a lot of their skill people are juniors. Now, they are losing the line, so that will help. I think two of them are brothers, for example.
Oh, really?
Yeah, both 300-pounders. I think one was 330.
Well, speaking of Dwayne Morris, him and Riverdale quarterback Braden Graham were at the Mr. Football Award that was given out this week. The award went to Boo Carter, the Tennessee signee from Bradley Central. Braden Graham, of course, finished his senior season 3,400 yards passing, 42 touchdowns, completed 72% of his passes. Morris, he finished his junior season with 2,300-plus all-purpose yards and 29 touchdowns as a junior. So he should be obviously a leading candidate coming in next year for that. He's listed right now in Rivals as the number 12 best prospect out of Tennessee as an all-purpose back. Looking ahead to next year, you know, you've got kids like Terrian Grant over at Siegel. He's the number 3 prospect. Jalen Morgan at Rockville is the number 5 prospect in Tennessee. And Dominic Taylor is number 25 from Riverdale, looking at Rivals top 30 in the state. So, you know, we'll be right back at it, Rod, before you know it. But let's think about other teams. Things this year that maybe either surprised you or things that were out of the ordinary this year that you can remember. And I'm going to start. I got to give credit to, you know, PCA.
Yes.
Coming in as a first-year program. Get into the playoffs. That was one that came to mind for me, Rod.
Right. And think about it. I think they ended up 500. And two of the teams they played within their region was Friendship Christian and Middle Tennessee Christian School, the two best teams in 1A, whether West, Middle, or East. Those are the two that played for the state championship. In the regular season, they had a two-point game. So that was two of their losses. So outstanding season for a first-year team.
Absolutely, absolutely. I guess as I keep looking, you know, of course, obviously thinking about Riverdale beating Oakland was a big story this year. Their offense, Riverdale's offense, when it was clicking, was amazing. Smyrna, such a terrible start, and credit Coach Williams getting Smyrna turned around.
Right. I mean, lost first four games, and everybody thought they were out, and they won from there on until I think they got to the playoffs in the second round. They ended up getting beat.
And then you think of what could have been for a Seagull Star team, losing their quarterback. If he could have, you know, no one knows what would have happened. They had a very tough end of season schedule, but losing him was tough.
Well, you talk about when he left, he had almost 2,000 yards, I mean, probably 1,500 anyway, passing and running. He was the top dual threat quarterback we had in the area and one of the best, probably in the state.
Absolutely. Of course, you think about him. At the time, it was him. And think about MTCS's Eli Wilson. You know, they were both, you know, touchdown machines for their teams this year. Played, obviously, really, really well. Both seniors going out the door. So when you're looking towards, you know, thinking about next year, you know, you think about who's got who coming back. Riverdale's got heavy losses. They were number two in the district. Rockville's got quite a few kids coming back next year. They had an up and down season this past year. But again, with the Grant kid over at Siegel, that would be interesting how they use him. And then Morgan being at Rockville, how does Rockville, you know, how do they come back? Is it their turn?
It may be. Apparently they're pretty high on their sophomore quarterback, who will be a junior this coming year. So we'll see what develops from there. But Riverdale is the one I think really gets hurt the most in that division. Look back. Let me say kudos to Middle Tennessee Christian School. We got to broadcast their game on Thursday. Just an outstanding game. They had two penalties the whole game. I mean, you talk about a team that not making mistakes when it really counted. And I think they beat Friendship Christian by two first time, and then they ended up beating 28-13. Really played an outstanding game. And they played a team that's won four state titles. And they've had two runner-ups, so that's six times they've been to a state tournament. Their coach has been coaching for 37 years. We're Middle Tennessee Christians, 1 year head coach. So you thought, well, with all experience, they had the advantage. But talk about a mature performance, and just outstanding. And it was fun to watch the kids execute because they really executed.
Well, that's what the word you took it out of my mouth, executed. You know, when all year long they played so well, but like I said, at the end they could have got intimidated by the whole Friendship Christian aura, which, you know, I would have understood. But again, the senior laden, battle tested Middle Tennessee Christian came out on top. You know they're still polishing that trophy over there, and yeah, very proud of that.
Yeah, it's now it's time to build, but it's not next year, but they've got a good younger group, and it's going to take time. This group here, they were together in first grade. They were excited. In sixth grade, they won the Duck River Championship, and at that point made that pledge to win state. You know, so it went from Duck River to TSSAA Championship.
Well, and that's what it takes. We talked about, you know, a Middle Tennessee Christian, a PCA, an Eagleville. We didn't mention Eagleville. You know, their season getting back to the playoffs again. You know, early on they had some struggles. You know, those are smaller schools where you got to get a group of kids to come together and stay together, and really build a program. But it's so fun to watch. You know, when you watch a Middle Tennessee Christian do that, mm-hmm. It's just hard not to. You know, we obviously cheer for them, but it's hard not to cheer for a group that they've just continued to get better and better. So, it was a great high school season. When we come back, we're going to move to a college upcoming season. And a new coach.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even offer same-day service in most cases. Keep your home or business comfortable year-round. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ream Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass. Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. What are some of the advantages that Carpets by Osborne has?
Being a family business and being locally owned and operated, we do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual. You're not passed off to different contractors. We handle it from start to finish.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad, next to Tire World.
Over 100 crispy old world pepperoni.
Cheesy crust edge.
This Fanceroni pepperoni from Little Caesars is fancy.
Am I fancy enough for the Fanceroni? I'm wearing cargo shorts.
But Tim, me too. Fancy isn't measured by your inseam. Because if you are what you eat, then we're all feeling mighty fancy today.
Yeah! Try the Fanceroni pepperoni with over 100 Old World pepperoni.
In Murfreesboro on Memorial Warrior Drive, South Church in Old Fort.
Pizza, pizza.
Parks Auction. We handle everything.
The auction is a means of drawing people together for a quick, easy sale.
I've always been a big fan of auctions. You know, you get instant sale, no contingencies and everything. I've known the guys over there my entire life.
Visit our website at parksauction.com to learn more.
Hi there, do I have a hi now?
Call Parks Auction at 896-4600. Stan Vaught and the Parks Auction team are proud supporters of local high school and MTSU sports.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating local athletes here in Rutherford County. Experts in joint, bones, and muscles. And with over 65 specialists, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit TOA.com or call 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA. Live your best life.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're back. We're going to talk a little Conference USA and MTSU. Conference USA announced its 2023 Football All-Conference and All-Freshman Award winners this past week, voted by the league's head coaches. Middle Tennessee had 9 different players honored. 3 on the first team, that was Holden Willis, the tight end wide receiver, offensive lineman Keelan Rutledge, and long snapper Brody Butler. On the second team, was made up of Elijah Metcalf, Quindarius Dunnigan, Sam Brunfield, and Teldrick Ross. Also want to mention senior safety Trey Fluellen was honorable mention. And then on the all-freshman team was Mateo Guevara. And so congratulations to those young men on being announced Conference USA selections. The problem, Rod, is of those selections, 1, 2, 3, 4 are in the portal.
Mm-hmm.
Which, all right, so let's get started. So last week I said we got to hurry up and make a decision. Well, they did.
A lot quicker than I thought they would.
Yeah, me too. I wasn't surprised by it. I knew the name was floating around. He still got his home in Tennessee, which makes sense. Your initial reaction when you heard it?
I heard it. My daughter, Andrea, texted me and said, I heard that it's Derek Mason. You know, and the next day, it was Derek Mason, you know. Actually, I was excited because one of the things, too, that Stocks provided was getting academics up, because before he came, They did not have good academics going on with the team, and it was bringing them down because these are important to have in the NCAA because you can get in a little trouble if your academics aren't up there. And he really bought him up. And my thought was, well, here's a very honorable man. He knows what it's like to work in high academic areas. He was the defensive coordinator at Stanford before he came to Vanderbilt. And he knows the game. He was a pro coach before he ever took the job at Stanford. So he's been in all areas, especially defense. You know, he's really known as one of the top defensive coaches. I think he has a lot of energy. That's important. And so I'm excited about it because I think he's going to keep, you know, that academics going to be up. But the one thing I really liked, I caught on a little speech that got on DJ online. He said this is a fertile area to recruit, and he wants to recruit this area.
Yep. Well,
and I like that because I think that's one thing that will help in attendance. If we start getting more players from Middle Tennessee, Rutherford County, you're going to see a lot more people in the seats.
Well, if you pull up GoBlueRaiders.com and take a look at last year's recruiting class, we had two from Tennessee, just two. And so I was glad to hear that as well. Having that knowledge, being, like I said, at Vanderbilt recently, still probably has connections to a lot of the coaches there. Obviously, the private schools up in Nashville has a lot of athletes. Obviously, being here in Murfreesboro, Monty mentioned on the earlier show, you know, your top tier players aren't going to probably come to Middle Tennessee. And we understand that.
Right.
I mean, if I'm a kid and I got offers all over the country, you know, I'm looking at, ooh, what's a cool place to go? Where am I going to get playing time? Of course, now it'd be like, what's my NIL? All that's going to come into play. But there's still really good players in this Middle Tennessee area. You know, even let's spread it out. Let's go, you know, like I said, 3 hours. 3 hours, you can be in Atlanta. You can be up in Kentucky. You know, you can be all over Tennessee. Just 3 hours away, there's plenty of athletes that we can bring in to Middle Tennessee. Now, part of that, though, Rod, today is December 7th. The portal's open. The signing day in December is in 13 days. Right now, and we don't know how fluid it is, MTSU only has three commits, according to Rivals. That's seventh in Conference USA. So the question becomes, Rod, are we going to really push young folks, or does Derek Mason go, you know, I just got to jump in that portal and fill some holes?
Probably portal. Because you have a little more time. You don't have to sign, you know, you still got more time to sign that. But portal, I think, is over by January, early part of January.
You've got till January 2nd to enter the portal. Then you can make your decisions, obviously, after that.
Okay.
The numbers are growing every day.
I mean, it's unbelievable, the numbers that say they're in portal.
If you get into that portal stuff and you want to look 24/7 online, it's got some great resources. You can look up teams. You look up MTSU, you're going to find 19 kids right now listed in the portal. That's a lot. Other teams that you might know or heard about around here that we've played and stuff, North Texas has 23. That's, you know, you're looking at, if you keep 100, we'll do some easy math, keep 100, you're looking at a fourth of your team. I don't think he wants to do a Colorado. Colorado had 57 new players last year. I don't think Coach Mason wants to do that.
Yeah, but he didn't want the other players. He told him, "You're not you're not part of the program." So that, I mean, that caused that. I don't think Mason will do that. He may be wanting to probably try to get a hold of some of those that are in the portal now, you know, that he feels like he wants to keep, you know, and see if he can bring them back, and then maybe he can. That's probably the first thing, and then you start working your way for your high school graduates coming out.
Yeah, he's gonna have a very, very 2 month window. The normal signing day back, you know, as we used to be, was February 7th, and so that 13 day window, the 20th. I don't see the MTSU signing a lot, in my opinion. He may get a few more on that February 7th day as far as high school kids. The portal again, I think, obviously, the route he's going to go. What's he going to look for? Next question, Rod, is how patient can MTSU fans be?
Well, based on, I think they should be given about 2-3 years. They should, and we should see, within 2 years, you should see a bit of progression.
I agree with you. I, Lord willing, we're both sitting here 3 years from today, and we're talking about MTSU, and we're talking about how Coach Mason has built it, how we've improved every year, how we're bowl game, you know. We're talking, I don't know if we're talking championship in 3 years. That'd be great. There are some teams that can have that kind of turnaround. Coach Mason was given a 5-year contract, $1 million annual salary, which I was guessing we had to hit that $1 million mark. His salary pool for assistants is 1.7. That's about 400,000 more than Coach Stock had to work with. So still not a lot.
No. But it's that's a important area he's got to take care of too. And I hope he has some good buddies that are excellent coaches, and which he probably does as long as he's been in the game. So he's got, busy contacting those. I don't know if, if there's any that he'll want to keep that's already on staff. You know, he's got a busy time.
He's got a busy time. Like I said, he started the other night meeting with the team, recruiting them. I'm sure he made calls to some recruits in the area. I'm sure he called some high school coaches in the area. I'm sure he's got people looking at the portal. Plus, like you said, the assistants, who's he keeping, who's he's not keeping, who wants to stay. You know, there's a lot of those assistants, very loyal to Coach Stock. The rumors are out there that he's a commodity out there in certain places. I mean, already heard Austin Peay pop up for Coach Stock. Still don't know what he wants to do. If he goes, you know, who's going to go with him? Mm-hmm. There's just so many questions that are unanswered that's going to – the dominoes are going to start falling very quickly for the Blue Raiders, for Coach Mason. Some people were kind of like, oh, man, he coached at Vanderbilt. Well, you know, that's a tough gig, and everybody's aware of that.
I don't care who you are.
Don't care who you are.
You know, I mean, if Saban comes in, it's going to be a tough gig.
Absolutely.
It really is. It's just very hard to do, and he did make two postseason tournaments. So for Vanderbilt, that's pretty good.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah.
You know, in his tenure.
I think, was that 2 out of 6 years?
That's 2 out of 6 years. And the last two weren't good. Yeah. But, I mean, the coach right now is not looking good. So, I mean, Vanderbilt's a whole different monster. SEC is a whole lot different monster from Conference USA and MTSU. So, I think it's a solid hire. I mean, it may not be as flashy as some people wanted. Mm-hmm. But you're getting a guy with a lot of experience. Like I said, a lot of contacts, knows the coaching world, been there, done that, which is good. I just hope people have patience. The only thing you don't need to have patience on is supporting MTSU. You can go ahead and put down money early for season tickets. I opened my big mouth, as John Dinkins told me after the show last Thursday, about it. And, I did it, Rod. I've already put in $50 per ticket. Go ahead and put your name down that you want a season ticket. That'll go towards your season tickets. You can do that right now. I'm going to get an autograph picture of Coach Mason sent to me because I did that. And so that's out there for everybody. So if you want MTSU to succeed, you've got to help make that happen. I'm going to be real interested first, you know, because he's a defensive guy, how he's going to mold that defense. Cause I think he's going to have those kids flying around on defense.
Yeah. That should be exciting. Really. I mean, I think it's an exciting time. It was a time for a change, and let's have fun with it. See what we're going to get.
My question, of course, is like many others, what's he going to do on the offensive side of the ball? That assistant pool again, $1.7 million. If I had it, that's a lot of money. But in the college football assistant world, when you're trying to divvy it up among about 10 people, that's hard. The defensive coordinator at Tennessee, I believe, off the top of my head, makes about 1.5 by himself.
Yeah. Well, that's the difference in the big power teams, the elite ones, and those that are in the middle road or lower. You don't have the money to bring in the top assistant coaches.
Right. So, you know, he might spend a little more on an offensive coordinator and then try to find some of those guys he's worked with or coached, you know, those younger guys, come in, try to learn the coaching game, come in with a lot of energy, and help them out. A little other Conference USA football news, of course, bowl season starts next Saturday. Jacksonville State's playing. New Mexico State's playing in a bowl game along with Western Kentucky. And then the undefeated 13-0, 23-ranked Liberty is playing Oregon. Now, that's going to be interesting, Rod.
Yes, that's you want to find out, you know, can this team that's not part of the Power Five, can they compete with an Oregon?
Yeah. So,
you got Oakland boys playing there for Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
Running back.
Oh, yeah.
Second running back. And he
played well last
ball.
Week.
Yeah, he did. He actually was getting more of the carries in the game.
Yeah, he's getting better every week. But that Liberty team, who is undefeated and ranked 23rd, MTSU was tied with them at 35 going in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, Coach Mason comes in, makes the right tweaks. I think defense was probably one of our weaker. Offense wasn't, you know, top of the line, but if we could have improved defensively and held some teams down, I think that would have helped us this past year. We end up losing the Liberty 42-35 in that game. But, I mean, if he can get the right players and keep the right players, he's right there. One other MTSU note to mention, huge, huge win last night by the Lady Blue Raiders over Tennessee, 73-62 down in Huntsville. I don't know whether to think, Rod, that's great for MTSU, which it is, or it's just bad for the Lady Vols.
Yeah. And Lady Vols have not been looking good so far this year because they're missing their star. They had a couple, two of them out this time. But what a difference, because earlier in the week or end of last week, they got beat by Belmont, you know, and then turn around and beat the Vols. So right now they're on a roller coaster ride, and I guess this is what December's about.
Yep.
But to get ready for what you start into your league play then. And this is a time to kind of smooth out that roller coaster and make it keep going steady up.
Absolutely. The Lady Raiders are sitting at 7-3 right now. The men are 5-5. They're trying to find their way after losing some players with energy. They're going to be fine once Conference USA season comes into play, but I was, you know, I've watched a couple of Lady Vols games because I'm a fan, and they're not playing well. And the hot seat for Kelly Jolly is on fire. I mean, it's on fire. We let Holly Ward go because we wanted somebody else, and we're just not playing well. We're not recruiting well, and so she's gonna have to get that ship turned around pretty quickly because the other sports are playing so well. It makes it even worse. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's the final Hosh Posh session of the year.
Quick, convenient, efficient. Three words that we all hope to experience when we do business. Our goal at JHA Company is to bring just that to an industry that's traditionally dictated to the customer when it's time to do business. Whether you're purchasing class pictures in a yearbook, class jewelry, a letter jacket, school spirit wear, or senior graduation products, we strive to make the experience quick, convenient, and efficient. Find out more at jhacompany.com. JHA, your one source for an unparalleled scholastic experience.
Sir Pizza. You in a hurry for dinner? Well, we've made it even easier to order online at sirpizzatn.com. Tap the location nearest you and begin your carryout or delivery order at sirpizzatn.com. You can choose from our full menu and we'll take care of the rest. A Queen's Feast is calling my name. Order Murfreesboro's favorite pizza online at sirpizzatn.com.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
You've heard people say, you know your work by your name. But there's no better name for residential and business concrete work than Dan France Concrete. From basic slabs to decorative stamping, for your next concrete project, call Dan France Concrete, 615-642-5152.
This is Dan with Dan France Concrete, wishing all Rufford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Trust me, Dan is committed to the community and will offer you a great product. He'll stand behind his work and make sure you're satisfied with every aspect of the work. Dan France Concrete.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, let the Ream Pro professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ream Pro partner, heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Whether you're a student, alumni, or just a fan, Raider Tees has exactly what you need to help you cheer on the Blue Raiders on game days and every moment in between. We sell officially licensed Blue Raider gear, whether it's clothing, hats, flags, chairs, or just whatever. We have it all, including exclusive gear you won't find anywhere else. Like us on Facebook for updates on new Blue Raider gear and special prices or discounts. For all your Blue Raider gear, shop Raider Tees today. Bigger, better, and go Blue!
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
Of the season, last big segment of the season. So we're going to do the hosh-posh of all the stuff going on around the area. Titans, Tankology, we are currently sitting at eighth. That's what we'd pick if it was today. I started looking at the teams around us, Rod, and I was like, the Bears, they're terrible. The Jets, gosh, they're awful. They can't even pick a quarterback. The Giants, you know, they're not good. And that's where we are.
Yes. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It's hard to believe that we're that bad.
And we go back 1 year, just a little more than a year, we were rolling.
Yeah.
It wasn't that Green Bay game. We had – won seven games, and we were having injuries and all. We kept playing, but I think the wheels went off because we just got too many that you couldn't cover up.
Yeah.
Now, what's happened is you've lost that ability to keep winning no matter what the situation. And once you get the habit of it, of not doing it, you almost have to rebuild that again.
Right. And to rebuild means you got to tear down, and We're in teardown stage for sure. I was listening coming over here, Rod, and they were talking about who are the pillars of the Titans as we look forward. Don't see a Tannehill. Probably don't see a Henry next year. We'll see. You got Big Jeff. There's not a lot of who you would say this is what we're building our foundation around, and that's what's hard. You look at our roster, there's people would take if they had to take them. But as far as untouchables, on that 53-man roster, there's not a lot.
No, there isn't. Right now, I would say Levis has good possibilities. I mean, there's a lot of things I see. Skoronski, I think he's going to be a leader. Once you get that full year of preparing and conditioning and everything, I mean, he's going to be a control on the offensive line. Then you got Simmons on the defense, but I don't see any linebackers that really say, yeah, that's our guy who's leading us. Defensive backs, I don't see that since we lost Byard.
They really threw a lot into this game trying to beat the Colts, and they came up short. Very frustrating at the end how we lost in overtime. It's not really going to do us any good to win any of these games that are left. We have the fourth hardest schedule, according to strength of schedule, left. Two games with the Texans. And, of course, you know, we go down to Miami, who's hot right now. I mean, they are hot. And I don't know the last time we've been a 13.5-point underdog.
Right. And usually our success games are the ones where we can really put the pressure on the quarterback. And they say it's almost impossible that the quarterback's getting it out in 2.3 seconds. You know, even if you got a great brush, you know, it's out of his hands. And I'm sure Kansas City would like to have a receiver back.
Probably so. So, Titans fans out there, buckle up for these next five games. They're going to be hard to watch, probably, just to be honest. And again, you hate to root for your team to lose, but honestly, be better off. A team that's still not losing, that's the Preds. They're 8-2 in their last 10, which is best in the NHL over the last 10 games. Right now, they're sitting a point behind being in the wild card. and they take on a very good Tampa Bay Lightning team tonight. So there's a team that, you know, that you can start rooting for, folks, and hope they continue to play well. Baseball-wise, my Reds are spending money, Rod.
Are they? What did they do? I haven't heard.
$87 million. We've spent $87 million. Can you believe that?
Right here on the...
On these couple of pitchers, and we signed...
Who are they?
I don't know. We didn't sign a Sonny Gray like your Cardinals did, but we signed a guy today. I don't know who he is, and I'll tell you who he is, and you'll know. He played last for the Cubs, and how do you even say his name, Ron? Calendero? Candelero? We signed Candelero?
Yeah.
So, I mean.
He shows some good stuff this year. Actually, his first year to do that.
So, we're getting, you know, a couple pieces together. You know, somebody says we're trying to make a run. I'm not sure much of a run we're going to make. But at least, you know, I'm just happy they're trying. You know, we're not like the Yankees who's getting Soto and trading off all kinds of assets. Because they're like, they're in it to win it. When are the Yankees not in it to win it?
Right. It's every year, and then what happens?
Yeah, yeah.
They usually get derailed somewhere along the line.
So y'all have spent most of your money on pitching, including Sonny. So, I mean, obviously that's an area of need. And then
it kind of blew up in our face last year.
Well, the thing about, you know, we're talking football ending. We've got hockey in the middle. You know, we're just a little over 2 months from pitchers and catchers reporting.
That's right.
Which
in
is just,
February.
You know, February, that window right around Valentine's Day is when that happens. And for you baseball fans who just love baseball, February 22nd is the first Cactus League game. February 22nd, Dodgers and Padres. I saw that this afternoon, which is just, you know, seems just crazy to me. Let's move over to college football for a minute, talking about games, back to them. Everybody's debating the Final Four, Rod, of Texas, Washington, Alabama, and Michigan. Folks, if there's four teams, the fifth team's mad. We're going to have eight teams, the ninth team's mad, 12 teams, the 13th team's mad. So
there's always going to be somebody mad.
There's always somebody mad. Somebody says they deserve to be in it.
Right.
You know, I hate it for Florida State. But again, somebody's going to be that 15.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just did.
It just depends on how you approach it. Do you have the rule that if you're at one Power Five and you're undefeated, you're automatically in? Yeah. But if you're going to go by conference champions, then you have five conference champions, then who are the best? And it doesn't mean because you're undefeated, you're better than somebody else who's lost one, because right. They may be playing on a lot better teams in their conference, which I think is probably what happened. If you went by how strong their schedule is, you know, I think that's what they did.
Well, I think the Alabama-Michigan game is going to be really good. Of course, I think Texas and Washington will be a pretty good game. But I know a lot of people are going to be rooting for Texas because the championship game's in Houston. And so that would be obviously a hard ticket to get, and people would be very, very interested. So we'll see. We'll see. Of course, all the other teams, Tennessee, of course, is playing January 1st against Iowa. Everybody's got different opinions on bowl games. Depends on your team. You know, some people look at it just as a good trip. Some people want to win. Some people just want the young kids to play. So, you know, bowl season, like I said, starts next Saturday. And you've got games just about every single day if you're a football fan on that. Now, speaking of football, I got a text today, Ron.
You did?
Yep, cool. I got a text today. I'm going to show it to you from the executive producer. And I'm going to make sure I show it to you. You see what that is?
Oh, my. It's getting bigger every year.
It's getting bigger every year. We have our little five-guy pigskin pick thing throughout the year that we like to egg each other on. And our one goal this year, Rod, was to knock Brian Barrett off of his – nah, he's not high horse. Brian doesn't rub it in. But he was – how many years in a row has it been now? Three, four?
Three. Well, I was going to say three.
I can't remember. But he won it again. Congratulations, Mr. Brian Barrett, on winning Pigskin Picks again. You barely won, though. Barely. and I had to go on a big limb. I didn't want to the last week. I was one game behind Rod going into last week, so I went big limb. I went Friendship Christian. Didn't want him to win, but I thought, because I thought, what's Brian going to do? So I had to guess. So I thought, he's probably going to go Middle Tennessee Christian, so I'm going to go Friendship. Then I thought, I can't go against Oakland, and I almost did, which wouldn't really help me any, because I thought, no.
You've been back where you were.
yeah. And then I picked the Titans. Why? But they very well could have won that game. I came in second, three games behind. John came in third. He's one game just behind me. You were one game behind John at 117-35. That's a pretty good record. 117-35.
You don't think I could do it, huh?
If we were betting, guys, I mean, Brian was 122-30. I was 119-33. John was 118-34. You were 117-35. Danny will not go off the rail at all. He's going certain teams. He's going to go for every time, no matter what. It's not that we don't root for those teams. We're trying to win. So we bought this pigskin pig trophy. It's got a pig on it. It's a pig trophy that I bought. It's been sitting in Brian's office for years now, ever since I bought it. You know. And then the other thing, Rod, is I think it's the commissioner jinx. I haven't won since I became commissioner.
Mm-hmm. I guess your mind's so busy taking care of everything, you can't really analyze.
Really analyze, you know. Can't do that. And then I told Brian, I said, I really wish John Dinkins was coming tonight, because John would have wore Brian out, probably filed complaints and all kinds of stuff, like he always does.
He'd come in with papers ready.
Oh, yeah. He would have complained. Then he would have complained about the commissioner, because he's something I had to have done to cause Brian to win again. But no, he won it. So I told him, credit goes where credit's due, and he's due credit. He's done a great job on that. So congratulations, Mr. Barrett. We'll be after you again next year. We may have to just make a runner-up trophy, I guess, if we don't do any better. So, but it's been a good season.
It has.
It's been a good season. Been a lot of fun this year.
That's one thing about it. We enjoy ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I know the guys are glad, you know, to wrap up football season. But basketball season is going really well right now. Local teams playing. If you're interested in knowing who's playing and who WGNS is calling, if you just go to WGNSradio.com, go to sports, look up the sports section. Brian's got all the way through December listed. There's a lot of good basketball going to be played. The Blackman girls, again, are very solid. I've seen Stewart's Creek girls. They're very solid. I think the boys' race is up for grabs. I really do. Riverdale had a really bad injury the other night. I just know him as EJ. EJ tore his ACL and his meniscus the other night. Their top returning player, so that really hurt Riverdale. Siegel has started out strong. Oakland's been playing well on the boys' side. Of course, Coach Workman's going to have Blackman, like he always does, where he wants them coming up tournament time. He's like, they just get, that's the credit you get to Coach Workman. I mean, they get better and better and better every week.
He has a lot back from last year, doesn't he?
He's got some kids back. So if you like basketball, and of course I know you do, Rod, and I love basketball, I'd get out there and support those high school teams. It's fun. Tuesday nights aren't as fun, just to be 100% honest, because it's late and it's past my bedtime.
Right.
But Friday night basketball in a gym when it's cold outside and yucky, there's nothing better being inside a gym, smelling that popcorn and watching kids play. So I would encourage you to do that as well. We mentioned, of course, like I said, the year of football and the surprises and stuff and players. And again, it's always a privilege for WGNS to call those games, to recognize kids here on our show, to see kids improve as well, not only on the court and on the field and in the classroom. And it's just fun. Like I said, if you're not out there supporting these young people, you need to. There's a lot of good stuff going on around Rufford County. You know, the football players are now starting to try to get back in basketball shape, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of rough, too, sometimes. You know, it's a different kind of game. I remember coming, we when I was in high school, finished the football game on Friday night, then Saturday evening they let you come in the evening, and it was a really rough game. A lot, you know, clotheslines and everything else. So the basketball, you have to kind of change how you play the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Because Riverdale got done a couple weeks early, so I saw Ryan Edmondson out there playing. He had a nice little dunk going down the lane the other night, and but you can still see the football in him as he's banging kids around. And so, of course, Oakland, those kids are probably just getting back this week, taking a few days off,
right?
And so that'll change their look for the Patriots coming into basketball season. All right, when we come back, we're going to wrap up, talk about what the weekend schedule for WGNS is, and say our goodbyes.
Head over to J. Mullins Jewelry to check out their selection of rings, watches, custom designed jewelry, and much more. They're a local business located at 352 West Northville Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro. They have gifts for all occasions, weddings, graduations, anniversaries, whatever you need, you can find it at J. Mullins Jewelry. That's at 352 West Northville Boulevard or online at MullinsJewelry.com.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
The large majority of our kids are involved in athletics or extracurricular activities, one or the other, and most are doing multiple activities.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
And that's a great preparation for life. How many of us in our life are just doing one thing? So a well-rounded student is a huge deal.
Invest in your child's future in a Christ-centered environment with many athletic and extracurricular choices.
Without a doubt, our students have the opportunity to be involved in multiple activities.
To find out more, visit mtcscougars.org.
It's not just a home or a car. I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack. We see your home and car as the time and memories you put into them. Give me a call at 615-900-0877 and let me help you give them the protection they deserve.
Renters, when you combine State Farm Auto and Renters Insurance, you save an average of $642. I'm State Farm Agent Emerson Williams, and I'm ready to help you combine auto and renters insurance and save. Call me at 615-459-2683.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
We're at Rick's Barbecue talking with Anne-Marie Brentz, who says they're ready to feed your entire crew with the family pack.
It's a pound of pork or any of our pulled meats, and then you get two 16-ounce sides, and then you get a bag of chips, which are plain or barbecue, and then the buns come with it. And then you get one of our drink choices, which is either a 2-liter of one of our sodas or a half gallon of one of our teas.
And don't forget the famous Rick's Loaded Baked Potato.
That's the biggest potato you can get. They're right at 2 pounds.
Let Rick's Barbecue do the cooking, 212 Warrior Drive.
Primetime Sports presented by Ideas Tees on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
All right, we're putting that Christmas bow on the last show here. This weekend, coming up on WGNS, tomorrow night, you can hear basketball, Middle Tennessee Christian versus BGA. Saturday morning, you can hear the coaches show. Basketball coaches will be in for that. And then, of course, the men's basketball is taking on Belmont. Sunday, the women are heading up to Cookeville to take on Tennessee Tech. Hopefully, they don't have a letdown after that big win over Tennessee. Don't let Tech beat you, ladies. And then next week, the guys will be playing Stewart's Creek at Blackman on Tuesday night and Oakland versus Cookeville on Friday night. Again, WGNSSports.com. You can check out all the stuff going on about local high school sports and where the guys are going to be at. Rod, you and I are like backups to the backups to the John Dinkins and Brian Barrett show.
Yes, just whenever they need. And a lot of times John's busy. His granddaughter is playing for Eagleville. She's a freshman, but she, I think, dressing out some on the varsity. So sometimes those needs come up where you got to be a grandfather, and we're happy to go step in and help then.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Danny Brewer was not here tonight. He's back at a swim meet. So I want to thank Danny Brewer for all his help this year on the show. And, of course, Rod Evers for his work. Jackson has put up with us on the board. He complains because he knows, says nothing about sports. And I think he thinks we know nothing about sports as well after listening to us all season long. All right, so primetime sports is off. It'll be August, folks, before you know it, and we'll be back.